going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Forest fire officials say they are making progress in battling the massive wildfire burning in the Lacey Township area of Ocean County. The fire is about 40% contained, and officials say it will burn for at least a few more days. One business has been destroyed, but no homes are being threatened. The latest now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty at the Coyle Field Air Base.
Residents were cleared to return home after voluntary and mandatory evacuation orders were given to more than 1,300 homes. New Jersey DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette thanked the thousands of firefighters who put their lives on the line to protect life and property.
Folks' homes and lives have been saved. This could very well end up being the largest wildfire in New Jersey in 20 years.
Bob Schaefer is among hundreds of residents who spent the night at a temporary shelter. He says he went back after the evacuation orders to make sure his door was locked.
And when I got home, you could see the bright orange in the background. So the fire was not too far away.
Officials say the fire burned more than 12,000 acres. Flowertown, Montgomery County man is accused of stealing nearly $4 million from a deceased woman while he was the executor of her estate. KYW's Matt Coughlin has a report.
The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office says 66-year-old James Batt was appointed as the executor of Alice Linneman's estate after the 92-year-old died in 2019. Two of Linneman's relatives sued Batt in Montgomery County Court, trying to force dispersal of the estate. In 2023, Judge Lois Murphy ordered Batt to turn over control of the estate assets. When he did not, he was held in contempt. In 2025, Murphy issued a warrant for his arrest and notified prosecutors. Detectives say they found Batt knew his friend Linneman was suffering from senile dementia. They allege he began taking from her estate before she died, paying $30,000 in personal expenditures on her credit card and withdrawing more than $1 million from her accounts.
Batt is charged with financial exploitation of an older adult and several other offenses. The trial in the sexual assault case against former Flyers goalie Carter Hart is underway in London, Ontario. He is among five members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team who were charged last year with the alleged sexual assault of a woman in a hotel room after a fundraising gala in London in June 2018. The team was there celebrating the World Junior Championships gold medal. All five, including Hart, have pled not guilty. Last January, the Flyers granted Hart an indefinite leave of absence before declining to re-sign him that summer. Hart played six seasons for the Orange and Black. The trial is expected to last about 8 weeks. Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital have begun diverting emergency room patients. Delaware County officials tell us both hospitals are preparing to shut their doors for good on May 2nd, in the wake of their parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, filing for bankruptcy. And as KYW's Justin Udo explains, the closures are affecting more than the hospitals. They're also affecting other medical practices, leaving patients scrambling to find care.
For a majority of her life, Ridley Park native Missy Nichols has gone to Millmont Park Family Practice.
I've been a patient there since I was 15, and now I'm in my glorious mid-40s to late 40s.
But Millmont Park is part of the Crozier Health System, the health system which is shutting down shop in Delaware County as a result of their parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, declaring bankruptcy. That means in addition to its two hospitals closing their doors, dozens of other practices and facilities are also shutting down.
I was supposed to have a physical to handle some other things that I'm dealing with. And then I got a call stating that I had to be canceled because the office was closing. It left me stunned and concerned.
Like many of the other practices, Millmont Park is expected to close its doors within the next few days. Indigo Bike Share Program is marking its 10th year anniversary in Philadelphia. KYW Share Day Howard has more.
It's the most important thing, like I was saying, like biking is freedom.
Uma McGuire with the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia uses the bright blue Indigo bikes regularly. And like many in Philly, that means having access to affordable transportation.
It gives me the freedom to get to where I need to be in a way that's good for my wallet.
And Michael Carroll with the Office of Transportation and Infrastructure Systems explains the bikes fill a very important gap for families and communities.
It's been such a success over the last 10 years. You know, the amount of transportation that we've offered people who otherwise might not have been able to go where they needed to go.
Antonetta Graham with the Strawberry Mansion Community Development Corporation has been an avid supporter of the program, saying the bikes allow mothers to run errands and families to just enjoy their communities from a different perspective.
Fairmont Park is like our backyard in Strawberry Mansion. So, I mean, you get to ride the bike through the park, visit some of the houses. And so we just tried to make sure that folks knew this is for you.
Visit the Indigo website for more information. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.